Thank you. Glad to be here.
What was behind your reaction we saw on Instagram, by social media? Was it just organic, just the happiness, or kind of just take me through the scene of your reaction to coming to Bronco?
I think it was organic. I mean, I woke up to about 20 missed calls and had a feeling what it was for, but once I found out exactly what it was, I was just that happy. I just felt like I needed to express myself and let everybody know I was, you know, glad to be coming here.
Did you have the Aladdin soundtrack ready?
No, I'm telling you, it was this organic. I went to iTunes and downloaded A Whole New World just so I could play it, and it was just, I felt like it was perfect.
What is it about Denver that you feel like it's going to be a whole new world?
I felt like they really wanted me. It was a lot of, I was hearing from a lot of different teams, like once my name got put on the trading block during the combine, you know, this team may want you, but I always felt like it was more of, you know, a strategic move for teams like, well, you know, we don't necessarily need him, but we just don't want him playing on a team we play twice a year. When it came to the Broncos, it just felt like, nah, we want him. No, we want him here. He has a role that he can come in here and play, and that's all I've been looking for, is a place where they want me.
Envision being this energized when you're going through a tough time last year? Did you envision that you could, you know, be this excited about playing football again?
I've always been excited about football. You know, I'm a competitor. I've loved football my whole life. It's just some things change, and sometimes you got to be mature about situations. And when it came to last year, it wasn't really about what I wanted. It was about what I needed to do. So the fact that I have the chance to play football and give it my all, it'll never be taken for granted.
So what's the biggest misconception about you? What have you heard out there over and over that's absolutely not true?
I think there's a false narrative on what exactly happened. Right now, my focus is on just being a Denver Bronco. So, you know, one day I'll be able to speak a little bit further on that. But, you know, I'm not a quitter. I'm not a guy who, you know, lacks love for the game. Definitely don't know where the quit in college came from. But like I said, I'm here to play for the Broncos and do whatever I can to help this team win games.
Where do you feel you fit in all this season?
I feel like I'm a versatile player. I think I'm a guy that can cover running backs and tight ends. Heavy in the run game, and can blitz. So whatever they need me to do, I'll be ready to go.
Who have you heard from your new teammates?
Well, I mean, I'm friends with Will Parks, so I talk to him a lot. JM talked to him a lot as well. Von Miller reached out to me, so, you know, that was pretty cool seeing him reach out and expect that. He's busy catching hammerhead sharks. So it's been good. I mean, I talked to a lot of guys on the team, so there won't be any strangers.
Have you talked to any of your now former Washington teammates since this move
is made? Yeah, well, I never really stopped communication with them. We've always been close, and I've been talking to guys like Mason Foster, Will Compton, Preston Smith, you know, Anthony Lanier, Junior Gillette, just guys I've always had close relationships with. And the day I got traded, they all texted me congrats. You know, Josh Norman called me. We had a long talk on the phone and just told me, you know, get ready to play. You know, be the player that we know you are. So it was never, you know, bad ties on that end. Yes.
Just
a continuous process of just, you know, flying to Mickey Collins in Pittsburgh, you know, going through the concussion testing, going through multiple different tests on computers, you know, physically, going to optometrists, doing things like that until he felt that, you know, in his best medical opinion, that I was ready to play. And I went about, I think I'd say 5 or 6 times throughout a 4 or 5 month period where I spent basically a full 24 hours at the office just working with him before he felt comfortable to give me the green light. I mean, if you love football and you like to watch a defense that flies around, you watch the Broncos. And from what I've seen last year and the years previous to that, you know, they play hard. Everybody flies to the ball, but it seems like everybody has fun. So, you know, I want to be a part of an atmosphere that's energetic and guys that are just want to win no matter how they get it done. And I feel like that's what they have here.
So you're a versatile player, but where do you enjoy playing? Like, where do you think you're the best?
I think I'm a strong safety, but as far as where I think I'm the best, that's not really my call. I mean, we got the guys upstairs that, you know, get paid the big dollars to make those decisions. So wherever they decide to put me, I'm just grateful to be on the field.
Did you ever have a time, though, that you thought I might be done with football?
Oh, yeah, most certainly. I mean, I was going through something I wasn't even aware that I was going through. So the mindset that I had back last year, it was completely different from how I am now. I mean, once I got cleared and I took a step back and actually looked at the way I was acting, the way that I was treating my loved ones, the way my whole thought process was, it was a stranger. And it was just crazy that I didn't even realize, you know, you were just, you know, in a predicament that you were completely unaware of. So, there was a point where I was like, you know, I'm done with football, but, and that love for it, that need to compete, that need to be on the field and just want to be with your brothers, that never went away.
Did you seek outside help, non-traditional football or non-traditional type of doctors to do that?
No, I mean, I didn't really know what was going on until I went to see Dr. Cummins, and he made me fully aware of the situation I was going in, because, you know, at first I was just like, no, man, like, something's just wrong with me. Something's not right. You know, I just don't feel the same. But once he explained, oh, this is why you feel this way, like, he'd ask me questions. I'd tell him, yes, well, that's a correlation to this. So everything started making sense. And once we started working on it progressively, I got better and better.
In what ways are your appreciation for the game and also your competitive nature, like you mentioned, what ways are they different now compared to when you had before this past year?
Yeah, as a kid, you grow up thinking, you know, I'm going to play until I'm about 40 years old and, you know, retire, house on the hill, things like that. But when you actually get into the gist of things and realize, you know, this is a job, and it doesn't matter who you think you are, the ability that you may have, it can all be gone the next day. So I never really looked at it that way. I always just thought, you know, football will always be there. You know, football is a sport I love to play, and it's always going to be, you know, an option that I have. But having it taken away with no choice of, you know, nope, you can't come back to it. You don't have the option to get it back right now. It kind of matured me in a way to where I will never take that for granted again. No practice, no missing out on going in and getting a rehab on your body. Oh, I don't feel like icing today, things like that. I'm 100% committed to.
Having gone through what you've gone through, do you have any hesitance returning? I mean,
if
you're suffering something similar again?
No, I mean, we're all grown men, and you know, I know what I'm signing myself up for. I'm aware of my situation that I was in, and I'm aware of, you know, the dangers of the game and experience it firsthand. I'm still willing to go out there and put everything I have on the line.
What have your initial impressions been of
the facility members? It's nice. This is real nice. As soon as I walked in, I was just like, it's like my post was a whole new world. So it's just, I can't wait to get to work.
You mentioned your relationship with Will Parks. How far back does that go? And is it going to be weird kind of competing with him?
Nah, I mean, me and Will, we've been competing since, you know, high school. We do camps, and then we get into the Pac-12, and he's a guy, you know, laying people out and then sending me the clips of him talking about, you can't do what I do. So when we get here, it's going to be a healthy competition. And like I said, it doesn't matter if he's on the field, if I'm on the field, whoever's on the field, as long as we're winning, that's all that matters at the end of the day.
What was it like getting the call from John Elway? It was
crazy. You know, John actually went to high school with my uncle at Granada Hills. So my dad was telling me, you know, you should tell him that story. But when he called me, I got so starstruck. I was just like, John, nice to meet you, John. So it was good. It was a surreal feeling. And then I only got a call from him, got a text from Von Miller. So it was a good day. I think they're building a culture here. I think they're going in the right direction. They've made a lot of moves, and I think you can't be successful without a solid defense. I mean, an example of that is, like, in Jacksonville, you see an offense where you don't think, oh, you know, we're not too sure about this offense. Then you have a championship defense that leads them all the way to the AFC championship. So I think we have something like that brewing here, and as long as we buy in and we play all together, I think it'll be good.
Is this kind of a chance for you to fresh start, hit the reset button? Are you viewing it that
way? Yeah, I mean, I wanted a fresh start just because, I don't know, I don't like the way, you know, things happen. You know, it wasn't a part of my plan. You know, I never thought that at 22 years old I'd be at the house watching football instead of playing football. So the fact that the Broncos gave me this fresh start, this chance to, you know, basically create a new image of myself, you know, I just can't wait, and I'm thankful for the opportunity.
Thank you, Sua.
Thanks, guys.